The Emmy Awards making an in-person return in Los Angeles last night, but creating buzz for all the wrong reasons. News Nation's Nancy Liu is live outside the Microsoft Theater. That's where the ceremony was held. And Nancy, typically, when we're talking about the winners, it's because of what they were wearing or their speech, but not the case this year.
Not at all, Aaron. The TV Academy has a diversity and inclusion unit, but once again, there is a lack of diversity among the major winners, and topping the show, health concerns over coronavirus. So it all began with some COVID comedy.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us.
Seth Rogen let loose as the night's first presenter before an all-vaccinated Hollywood crowd. After a virtual ceremony last year, the Emmys zoomed back this year with Cedric the Entertainer as host.
It's all about the things that we love about television.
But some love was lost throughout the night as a parade of Caucasian actors accepted awards in the major categories.
The show is about mentors and teachers. The show is about teammates.
Diversity hopes were high heading in.
We had a record number of people of color that were nominated, 49.
Variety's Clayton Davis blames an insular TV Academy.
If your makeup of nominees is 44% people of color, and we end up with zero, what are we saying about the makeup of actual nominees or our worth in this industry?
The night's highlights did include a special governor's award going to legendary actress, dancer, and choreographer Debbie Allen.
Say your song, tell your stories.
RuPaul won for an 11th time to claim more Emmy statues than any other person of color.
Oftentimes we step into a year where we have a British royal drama series. Chances are you're not gonna have too many black people in that show. So that's how we end up where we end up.
Now, according to Variety, there are about 20,000 TV Academy members, but it's not yet known how many actively voted. Their racial makeup is also not revealed. Nielsen data shows nearly 7.5 million people watched the Emmys last night. That's over a million more than last year. Aaron?